So just one ha'ara as it relates to today's daf. So today's daf, Rosh Hashanah daf tes, is synonymous with the sugya of Tosfos Shabbos, Tosfos Yontif, Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, Tosfos Shvi'as. And the truth is there are a few dafin in Shas where the Gemara discusses these laws in great detail. The other daf that comes to mind is Yuma daf Pe'alef. It's also discussed to a lesser degree in Sukkah daf Chav Ches, but Rosh Hashanah daf Tes is the sugya of Tosfos Shabbos. So just one ha'ara as it relates to Tosfos Shabbos, and just to be makdim, we mention this ha'ara, part of it, Bekitzer, when we learn Masechtas Yuma daf Be'alef, but today we're going to go through a slightly more extended version, not terribly long, but then it was said over Bekitzer, and certainly the Ein Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush. And that is, the Gemara discussed Udumaisif and Michael al Kaidish Minon. Very Yisoidus the Gemara. How do you know there's an idea to be Moisif Michael al Kaidish? And the Gemara brought two Mekairis, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, you know, I know you're Moisif Michael al Kaidish because it says Bacharish Uvakotzer Tishbois. Bacharish Uvakotzer Tishbois is referring to Shvius, and clearly the Pasuk is not coming to tell me that you're not allowed to be Chayresh, you're not allowed to be Kaitzer on Shvius, because I know that from Parashas Bahar. This is a Pasuk in Shmois Perak Lamadal. So what then does the Pasuk mean when it says Bacharish Uvakotzer Tishbois? It's coming to be Marba, Charish Shal Erev Shvius, Hanichnes Lashvius, the Kotzer Shal Shvius, Hayyotzer Lamoitzoy Shvius. You're not allowed to work the field on Erev Shvius on the sixth year if that's going to cause Tfuah to grow in the field on the seventh year. Additionally, if something grew during the seventh year, you're not allowed to be kaitzer it during the eighth year. You have to treat it with the regular Kedusha Shvius that it would have. So that, just like on the seventh year, there's limitations in terms of being kaitzer that Tfuah, so on the eighth year, you're going to have that same limitation. Rabbi Shmuel learned the idea of Moisif and Michoel al HaKodesh from a completely different Mekar. It says regarding Yom Kippur, V'inisem es nafshay seichem betisho l'chodesh bo'erev, me'erev ad erev, Tishbishus Shabbatchem. And Rabbi Shmuel asked the famous question, V'chibet tisho misanin? Do you fast on the ninth day? You fast on the tenth day. So what does it mean? V'inisem es nafshay seichem betisho l'chodesh, mikansha meisifem mechayla l'chodesh, as Pasuk's coming to teach, that even though it's true, Yom Kippur is on the tenth day of Tishrei, but at the same time, you have to be meisif Michael al HaKodesh. So we have two Mekairos in the Gemara to this idea of Meisif and Michael al HaKodesh. Rabbi Akiva learned it from Shvius, and Rabbi Yishmael learned it from Yom Kippur. Now the truth is that Rabbi Akiva, who learns Tosfos or Meisif and Michael al HaKodesh from Shvius, learns from Shvius that there's an idea to be Meisif Michael al HaKodesh by Shvius, and by Yom Kippur, and by Shabbos, and by Yom Tov. And Rabbi Akiva, that learned it from V'inisim es nafshay seichem betisha, learned from there that there's an idea to be Moisef Michael al HaKodesh, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos, and Yom Tov, and Shvius. Everybody agrees that there's an idea to be Moisef Michael al HaKodesh every single time there's an Indian of Kodesh. The question is, what's the source? What is the biblical makar to this idea? Do we learn it from Shvius, or do we learn it from Yom Kippur? That's the question. But that's poshut. Everybody holds there's an inyan to be Moisef Michael al HaKodesh. And everybody agrees, again, just to get this clear, that it's Negeya Shvius, it's Negeya Yom Kippur, it's Negeya Shabbos, it's Negeya Yom Tov, it's Negeya Bechnisasai in the beginning of the Kedusha, it's Negeya Beitziyasai at the end of the Kedusha. The question only is, what's the Makar? According to Rabbi Akiva, the Makar is Bechar Shavakatz HaTishbois, and according to Rabbi Yishmael, the Makar is V'inisem is Nafshay Seichem HaTish. In fact, the Gemara says, so what does Rabbi Yishmael do with Bechar Shavakatz HaTishbois? Oh, he comes to teach me Halach and Hilcha Shabbos. What does Rabbi Akiva do with V'inisem is Nafshay Seichem HaTish? But the point is, as it relates to Moisif and Michael al HaKodesh, we have a general makar that teaches me that every single time there's an Indian to be Moisa Michael al HaKodesh, there's an obligation to do so. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's learned out from Shvius, and according to Rabbi Yishmael, it's learned out from Yom Kippur. The Hilgich Sam Sofer wrote a maracha on the sugya of Tosfos Shvius. It's printed in the Sefer of Sugyas Ashas, that there are many shtiklach attributed to the Chassam Sofer in that Sefer. If you have the Chedushei Chassam Sofer HaSholim, HaMasechtes Rosh Hashanah, it's brought here. It's a very, very long arichos where he discusses this sugya. And he begins, he's poseach, his discussion, his maracha, with a kasha that he says he found in the Pnei Yeshua, a kasha that he says he found in the Shagas Arias Turei Yevin. But at the same time, he says he's going to repeat the kasha, and he's going to repeat it with the Ganzkeit. He said because he thinks that the way he's saying the Kasha, it's much starker than the way the Pnei Yeshua and the Turi Evan said the Kasha. He says, I'm saying it in a way where it's a Kushya Atzuma Adla Ma'od, and therefore I'm going to be Meirich, even though Kfar Hiktimu Ha'achroinim, because I feel like I'm saying it a little bit starker. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. But either way, this was the Kasha. His Kasha was that if you think about it, at first glance, there would seem to be a fundamental difference between Tosfos Shvi'is. And let's talk about Tosfos Shabbos. Tosfos Shvi'is and Tosfos Shabbos. Why so? He said, what's Tosfos Shvi'is? The Gemara said, when it says in the Torah, B'charish v'akotze tishbois, it's coming to be marba, charish shel eres shvi'is ha'nichnas l'shvi'is, v'kotze shel shvi'is ha'yoytze l'moytzoi shvi'is. Just think for a second what that means. There's a halacha that on the seventh year, the land has to rest. The land has to rest on the seventh year. Says the Torah, B'charish v'akotze tishbois, don't plant, don't be chayrish in the sixth year if it's going to cause things to grow in the seventh year. What's the svara? Svara is very pasha. Because if you're going to plant and you're going to work the field on the sixth year, and now something's going to grow on the seventh year, it's going to come out that the land didn't rest on the seventh year. And it says in the Torah, V'shofsa ha'aret Shabbos l'Hashem, that the land has to rest on the seventh year. What's this idea that if something grew in the seventh year, that in the eighth year, you have to treat it with Kedusha Shvi'is? It's very pashut. Because why do you have to treat things that grow on Shemitah differently than you have to treat something that grows in any other year? It's because Shvi'is has Kedusha. So if something grows in the seventh year, it now has Kedusha Shvi'is. So says the Pasuk, B'charish v'akotzer tishbois, b'akotzer tishbois, that if something grew in the seventh year, even if you cut it in the eighth year, as long as it grew a shlish, like Rashi said, a third in the seventh year, that means it has Kedusha Shvi'is. So if it has Kedusha Shvi'is, you have to treat it with Kedusha in the eighth year. But the svara of b'charish v'akotzer tishbois, l'rabbois, Charish shall erev shvius hanichlas l'shvius, and the rabbis kotzer shall shvius hayoytz l'maystoy shvius is ma'od mistaber. It makes so much sense because really, if you're going to plant erev shvius and cause something to grow on shvius, you're violating the core of what shvius is. Shvius is v'shavso aret Shabbos l'Hashem. So I can't then plant on shvius, but l'churu I also can't plant on erev shvius hanichlas l'shvius if it means that something's going to grow on shvius. And what's this idea that if something grows on the seventh year, you have to treat it with Kedusha? Because it grew in the seventh year. If it grew in the seventh year, it's Kedusha. So Mali, if I was Koitzer in the seventh year, if I was Koitzer in the eighth year. At the end of the day, it has Kedusha. Okay, so we need a Pasuk. The rabbis, Charish, shall Eresh, Shvi'ez, Hanichnas, L'Shvi'ez. And we need a Pasuk. The rabbis, Kotzer, shall Motzoy, Shvi'ez. But at the same time, the Svara behind this element, this idea of Maisif and Michoel al-Kodesh, says the Chassam Sofer is, that at the end of the day, if you plant in the sixth year and something's going to grow in the seventh year, what's wrong with what you did is you violated the essence of Shvi'is. Because the essence of Shvi'is is V'shavsa Aretz Shabbos L'Hashem. And if something grows in the seventh year, the land is not resting. And if the land is not resting, you just violated the laws of Shvi'is. What's Tais Shabbos? Tais Shabbos is a whole different halacha. Is there a halacha that says that I'm not allowed to do melacha on Erev Shabbos if it's going to trigger melacha to happen on Shabbos? Of course not. Now, the truth is, that was Shitas Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai Mesechta Shabbos holds that just like you're not allowed to do melacha, your behemoths are not allowed to do melacha, your avodim are not allowed to do melacha, your kelim are also not allowed to do melacha. But we don't paskin like Beis Shammai. We paskin like Beis Hillel. We hold that there's no halacha of Shvisas Kelim. We hold Shvisas Kelim as mutter. I'm allowed to do something Erev Shabbos if it means that melacha is going to be happening. I can cook on Erev Shabbos, even though my pot is continuing to cook on Shabbos, as long as I could cook Kemaychol ben Drusoy, you did Grufa Ketumah, and you did everything you're supposed to do in Hilchas Shabbos. But there's no be'etzim problem with me triggering Malacha on Erev Shabbos if something's going to happen. What's the reason? Because what's the Halacha of Shabbos? The Halacha of Shabbos is I have to rest. And as long as the person, the Gavra, is resting on Shabbos, this person was showing me Shabbos. Stating that there's something called Tais for Shabbos. You know what Tais for Shabbos is? Tais Shabbos says that just like you have to rest on Shabbos, there's an inyan to be Moisef Michoel Al HaKodesh, you're also supposed to rest on Erev Shabbos. And just like you're supposed to be Moisef Michoel Al HaKodesh B'Knisosoy, you're also supposed to be Moisef Michoel Al HaKodesh B'Yitzniyosoy. You're supposed to add to Moisef Shabbos as well. But the Yisoy of that Tais for Shabbos is a new din, it's a new Chiddush. There's a Chiddush that you add to Shabbos. You take the Shabbos and you apply it a little bit to Friday, and you apply it a little bit to Motzei Shabbos. That's what the Yesod is. Nothing to do with the fact that, oh, if I'm going to do Malach on Erev Shabbos, so it's going to come out that on Shabbos I rested. Shabbos I was Mekayim Vashena Mishabachas. This has nothing to do with Shabbos. The problem over here is that there's a halacha that says that on Erev Shabbos, Tafich Tzu, Klepin Abyssal to Shabbos. And on Matzoi Shabbos, you have the same exact halacha. But it has nothing to do with not doing Malach Erev Shabbos because of what's going to end up coming from that as a result on Shabbos. So says the Chassam Sofer, there's an inyan to be Moisef Michoel al HaKodesh b'Shvias. And there's an inyan to be Moisef Michoel al HaKodesh on Shabbos. But if you think about it, the two halachas really have nothing to do with each other. The inyan to be Moisef Michoel al HaKodesh on Shvias is a very simple idea. That being that on Shvias, the land has to rest, so you can't do something on Erev Shvias that's going to cause the land not to rest on Shabbos. The idea of being Moisef Michoel al HaKodesh on Shabbos has nothing to do with don't do Malach on Erev Shabbos, because if you do Malach on Erev Shabbos, it's going to come out you didn't rest on Shabbos. No, doing Malach on Erev Shabbos has nothing to do with resting on Shabbos. You can rest Gesundheit on Shabbos even if you did Malach on Erev Shabbos. It's a different idea. It's an idea that Shabbos shouldn't be 24 hours. It should be 25 hours, maybe 31 hours. But the point is, you're supposed to be Moisef Michoel al HaKodesh. But fundamentally, it's a completely different idea. Just to bring out the point a drop better. When we say you're not allowed to do work the field on Erev Shvias, does that mean you can't do any work in the field? No, of course not. You can do work on the field, Erev Shvias. You just can't do work on the field that's going to cause something to grow on Shvias. So it's not a din that the laws of Shvias suddenly get applied to Erev Shvias. You just can't do something on Erev Shvias that's going to cause something to grow on Shvias. So it's not what's happening Erev Shvias. It's what's happening on Shvias. The dogush is what happened on Shemitah as a result of what you did on Erev Shemitah. But the din Maisif and Michael al HaKodesh on Shabbos has nothing to do, that has nothing to do with what's going to happen on Shabbos. Shabbos, I'm going to rest. It has to do completely with the fact that I have no choice but I have to be Moisef Michael al HaKodesh. So what's the kasha? So freit the Chassam Sofer, freit the Pnei Yeshua, freit the Shagas Aryeh. So if that's the case, what's going on over here? Rabbi Akiva says, now I know Moisef Michael al HaKodesh, I know it from Shvias. Rabbi Shmuel says, I know Meisif Michael HaKodesh, I know from the Nisimus Nafshay Seichem B'Tishul HaKodesh. And really, when Rabbi Akiva says, I know Meisif Michael HaKodesh from Shvias, he knows all the Tosfos from Shvias. I know Tosfos Shvias, I know Tosfos Yom Kippurim, I know Tosfos Shabbos, I know Tosfos Yontif. And when Rabbi Shmuel says, I know from the Nisimus Nafshay Seichem B'Tishul HaKodesh, it means from the Nisimus Nafshay Seichem B'Tishul HaKodesh, I know Tosfos Yom Kippur, I know Tosfos Shabbos, I know Tosfos Yontif, and I know Tosfos Shvias. Fregin the Gedolei Achroinim, if you think about it, the two Tosfos are really different. And if they're different, how could I know one from the other? How could Rabbi Akiva learn Tosfos Yom Kippur, Tosfos Shabbos, Tosfos Yontif from Tosfos Shvias? And how could Rabbi Shmuel learn Tosfos Shvias from Tosfos Yom Kippurim, Tosfos Shabbos, and Tosfos Yontif? L'chura, even though they're both related to this general idea of Meisif and Michael al HaKodesh, and they both seem to manifest themselves l'maisa in the same way. That even though you usually think on Shvias I can't work the field, sometimes you can't even work the field Erev Shvias, sometimes you can't even work the field Metzoyah Shvias. And just like Shabbos, I'm not allowed to work on Shabbos, sometimes you can't work Erev Shabbos and you can't work Metzoyah Shabbos. Yeah, super duper high level, they're the same. But if you think about it, they're really very, very different concepts. And because they're different concepts, the kasha is, how could I learn one from the other? You want to have a makar for this? Gevaldig. You want to have a makar for that? Tremendous. But to learn one from the other? How do you have a right to learn one from the other? And it's mavur in the Gemara. The Gemara learned one from the other. Because the Gemara clearly holds that all you need is one makar. Rabbi Kiva learned Taisus Shvias from Bechash Vachal Tishvas. What does Rabbi Shmuel do with that? What do you mean? Maybe he needs it to teach me Taisus Shvias, because Taisus Shvias is different. Rabbi Shmuel learns Taisus Yom Kippur, Taisus Shabbos, Taisus Yontif from Vinisim, Zafshir Seich, Batisha. What does Rabbi Kiva do with it? No, I need it to teach it to me. To teach me Tosfos Shabbos, Tosfos Yom Tov, Kippurim. I learn it out from Tosfos Shvias. Tosfos Shvias is a whole different din. Tosfos Shvias means, because if I'm going to work the field on Erev Shvias, it's going to come out. It wasn't Veshav Sa'ar, it's Shabbos Lashem. So you see in the Gemara thinks these two ideas are really interchangeable. They're really one. Freit the Chassam Sofer, Pnei Yeshua, Shagas Aryeh. L'chur, at first glance, they would seem to be two different dinim. Says the Chassam Sofer that he thinks the pshat is, and he's makdim by saying, Uliyashit kolanal. He asks other questions as well. He says, Nakdim mashe he'iru einayim en ha-shamayim. He says, I want to share with you something, a gift that I received from Shamayim. Umakim he'nichu li lehiskadar boi be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach. He says, I didn't find this idea, this chiddush anywhere. And clearly in Shamayim, they gave me the opportunity to be the one to give this over to the world. This chiddush, which I hold as emes la'amitoy, which answers this kasha. And if you go through the entire Maroch of the Chassam Sofer, it answers many, many, many kashas. And that is, he says, the truth is, if you look at the Pesukim a little bit carefully, the Pasuk says, V'nisim es nafshoi seichem betishol ha-chodesh bo erev, me erev ad erev, tish besu shabbatchem. And from that Pasuk, we learn Tosfos Yom Kippurim, b'chnisasai. We learn Tosfos Yom Kippurim b'yetziyasai. We also learn Tosfos Shabbos. And we also learn Tosfos Yom Tov. So the Chasam Sofer says two har. He asks a bunch of haras. Just going to mention two. The first har. How do you know Tosfos Yom Kippurim? Because it says, V'nisim es nafshoi seichem betishol ha-chodesh. The problem is, the next word says, Ba'erev. So, you want to tell me B'tishol HaChodesh is Marba Tosfos Yom Kippurim? It's Marba that you're supposed to start fasting really before Yom Kippur? The problem is, the next word says Ba'erev. It sounds like you're really not supposed to start fasting until the evening. So the Gemara sort of asks the question, and the Gemara says, oh, you see, from here, Tosfos Yom Kippurim. But Frek Tech Sam Saif, the Gemara didn't really answer the question. Because if what was bothering the Gemara was, it says B'tishol HaChodesh, which sounds like Erev Yom Kippur, and then it says Ba'erev, which sounds like Yom Kippur, so even after you answer Tosfos Yom Kippurim, it's still Shver. It's not Ba'erev, it's Betisha. So if really it's V'nisim es nafshei seichem betisha l'chodesh, what does the Pasuk mean when it says Ba'erev? That's the first kasha. Second kasha is, after the Gemara brings the Makar to Tosfos Yom Kippurim, so the Gemara said, Ein li ela b'chnisasai, I would only know Tosfos Yom Kippurim in the beginning of Yom Kippur. B'itziyasim inayim. How do you know Tosfos Yom Kippurim at the end of Yom Kippur as well? Says the Gemara, oh, I'll tell you why I know that. It says, Me'erev ad erev. Erev ad erev, ad v'ad b'chlal, that just like you have Tosfos Yom Kippurim in the beginning of Yom Kippur, you also have Tosfos Yom Kippurim at the end of Yom Kippur. Freitach Sam Sofer, what would be the svara to be mechalik between knisasai and yitziyasai? Why would you think that only be knisasai you have Tosfos Yom Kippurim? You don't have Tosfos Yom Kippurim be yitziyasai. So here's the yisai that the Chasam Sofer says, he iru einayim min ha-shamayim u'makom hinichu li lehizgader boi be'ezus Hashem yizbarach. He says, Vaistos, Tosfos Yom Kippurim is different than the way we think of it. Usually we think of Tosfos Yom Kippurim, that there's an idea. You're supposed to fast on Yom Kippur. You're supposed to be Maisav Michael Al HaKadosh. So don't just fast on Yom Kippur. You should start fasting on Erev Yom Kippur as well. Why? Because you're supposed to be Maisav Michael Al HaKadosh. Just like you start Shabbos 18 minutes maybe before this man, or a half hour before this man, whatever shear of Tosfos Shabbos it is. So it's not Shabbos, but you're Maisav Michael Al HaKadosh. There's a mitzvah to do that. So to it, there's a mitzvah to start fasting earlier. The Chasam Sofer says, I think the inyan of Tosfos Yom Kippurim is a little bit different. You know what the inyan is? It says in the Torah, V'nisim es nafshoi seichem, me'erev ad erev. A yid has to be in a state of inu the entire Yom Kippur. If a person is going to fress until the last second of Yom Kippur, when Yom Kippur starts, he's not in a state of V'nisim es nafshoi seichem. He's not even a little bit hungry. From the fact that the Torah said V'nisim es nafshoi seichem, and it doesn't just mean V'nisim es nafshoi seichem 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Yom Kippur. That's not what it means. V'nisim es nafshoi seichem means Me erev ad erev. It means the entire Yom Kippur. That means as soon as the Chazan says Kol Nidre, you on some level have to be in a state of inu. How are you going to be in a state of inu? You just finished eating a second ago. Mikan shemoisifim michoil al hakodesh. Must be, you need to now stop eating a little early on Erev Yom Kippur, so that you take off that stuffed edge that you have, so that when the Chazan says Kol Nidre, at least a little tiny bit of Inu you can experience. Because otherwise, how are you Mekayim V'nisim Es Nafshoi Seichem at the beginning of Yom Kippur? So it says the Chasam Sofer, you want to pshat in the Gemara, V'nisim Es Nafshoi Seichem B'tisha. You're supposed to start fasting B'tisha. V'nisim Es Nafshoi Seichem B'erev. You're supposed to start fasting at night. Which one is it? They're both true. You have to start fasting B'tisha so that when it comes B'erev, you'll feel like you're in a state of Inuit. The Pa'ula, stop eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Not because we don't want you to eat. You want to fast Yom Kippur. Who cares? The problem is, if you're going to eat the whole chi, then when it comes Yom Kippur, you're not going to be in a state of inui. So you have to start fasting a little bit earlier in Erev Yom Kippur. So like this, when Yom Kippur comes, at that point, you're not going to be so full. And as a result, you'll be in a little bit of a state of inui. So it says, that's why the Gemara to have a mina, ain't li ala b'chnisasai. Because if the whole svara of Tosfos Inu Yom Kippurim is so that when Yom Kippur starts, you'll be in a state of Inu, that's a svara on the front end of Yom Kippur. The end of Yom Kippur has no shaychis. So as a result, Talmud Loimar Me'erev Ad Erev Tish Besu Shabbatchem, that you learn from there that there's a halacha as well. Says the Chasam Sofer, so what is that halacha? What's pshat in that halacha? What's this new idea that on the back end of Yom Kippur, you have a halacha that says that there's an idea of Tosfos Inui, if the whole idea of Tosfos Inui is so that you should be in a state of Inui the entire Yom Kippur, that makes sense. Bechnisasa, be it Tziyasa, what's this new halacha of Tosfos Inui? Says the Chacham Sofer, must be, there's another din of Tosfos Inui. There's a din of Tosfos Inui. Stop eating earlier in the day. It's like this, when Yom Kippur starts, you'll be in a state of Inui. You'll be Mekayim V'Nisim Es Nafsho Yisechem Bo'erev Me'erev Aderev. But there's another halacha of Tosfos Inui that says, be Moisef a little bit. Take a little bit of Yud Aleph Tishrei and add Kedushas Yom Kippur to it. Be Moisef Michal HaKadosh. In other words, what you see in V'Nisim Es Nafsho Yisechem B'Tisho is two dinim in Tosfos Yom HaKippurim. You see an idea of Tosfos Yom HaKippurim where the idea, you're supposed to start fasting Erev Yom Kippur. Not because we want you to fast on Erev Yom Kippur, but start fasting on Erev Yom Kippur. It's like this, when Yom Kippur starts, you'll be in a state of Inui. And you also see the other din of Tosfos Yom HaKippurim. And that is, even though you already fasted Yom Kippur, but there's an element, be it Tziyasa, to be Moisa Michael Al HaKadosh. The Tosfos Yom HaKippurim Bechnisasai is an idea of be Moisef Michael Al HaKodesh, so that you could be Mekayim V'Nisim Es Nafsho Yisechem the right way. The Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, be it Tziyasai, has nothing to do with the way you're going to be Mekayim V'Nisim Es Nafsho Yisechem. It's a new din that you're supposed to be Moisef Michael Al HaKodesh. Zoktach Sam Sofer. That's where you see in this Pasuk V'Nisim Es Nafsho Yisechem. Not only Tosfos Yom Kippur, but you see Tosfos Shabbos. You see Tosfos Yontif, and you even see Tosfos Shvius. You see Tosfos Shabbos, you see Tosfos Yontif. When do you see Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yontif? Be it Tziyasai. What's Tosfos Shabbos, Tosfos Yontif? We said when you rest Erev Shabbos or Matzoy Shabbos, that has nothing to do with resting or not resting on Shabbos. I can rest Shabbos and not rest Erev Shabbos and Matzoy Shabbos. The two have nothing to do with each other. What's that din of Moisif and Michael Al HaKadosh? You're supposed to add to the resting. Don't just rest on Shabbos. Rest on Erev Shabbos and also rest on Matzoy Shabbos. So if that's all that din is, where do you see that in Yom Kippur? You see that be it Tziyasai. Because your Tziyasai has nothing to do with fasting. You finished fasting already. The Teres is a new din to be Moisif, Michael Al HaKadosh. But at the same time, you see something else. You see there's an idea that Erev Yom Kippur, you have to make sure that you'll be Mekayim V'Nisim Es Nafsho Yisechem Bo'erev. Nei Erev Ad Erev. You have to make sure for that as well. That means Erev Shviz would be the same halacha. I have to make sure Erev Shviz, that I don't plant something that is going to grow on Shviz, that will cause me to violate the Shav Sa'ar and Shabbos Lashem. Those are the two things that you see. And that's how you know. Sai Tais for Shabbos, Sai Tais for Yontif, Sai Tais for Yom Kippurim, but Al Kaponim, that's the Chasam Sofer's teretz, at the very least, to answer this chelik of it, to answer this kasha, how you can see in V'Nisim Es Nafsho Yisechem B'Tisho, this idea of Tais for Shvius, Lechura, Tais for Shvius, and Tais for Shabbos, Tais for Yom Kippurim, they don't even do with each other. Teretz says, no, it's not true. Because in Tais for Yom Kippurim, you see the lumbness of Tais for Shvius. In fact, you see both. You see two dinim in Tais for Yom Kippurim. You see Bechnisasai, the idea of being Moisef, Michael Al HaKodesh, so that you will observe the entire Yom Kippur properly. And you also see Beitziyasai, the idea of being Moisef, Michael Al HaKodesh, to make sure that you're supposed to add a little bit. From the Chnisasai, we learn Tosfos Shvius, that's the lumbness of Tosfos Shvius, and from the Yitziyasai, we learn Tosfos Shabbos, from the Yitziyasai, we learn Tosfos Yontif. There's a lot more to say, but just to end with one ha'ara, as it relates to this, and that is, are women chayiv in Tosfos Shabbos, and Tosfos Yontif, and Tosfos Yom Kippurim, and Tosfos Shvius? Are women chayiv or women not chayiv? So the answer is, women are potter, with the exception of Tosfos Yom Kippurim. Tosfos Yom Kippur, women are chayiv in it. It's a Gemara Masechta Sukkah, Daf Chav Ches. It's learned that from a pasuk that says, "V'hoitzel lechem l'chuk asayim b'chaydish ashvi b'asal l'chaydish tamos nafshe seichem v'chom alav leisasu ha ezrach." And from ha ezrach, we learn that women are chayiv in Tosfos Yom Kippur. So women are potter from Tosfos Shabbos, Tosfos Yontif, Tosfos Yom Kippurim. Women are chayiv. In fact, the Gemara says that when it says ha ezrach by Yom Kippurim, what's it coming to teach us? Le Tosfos Inui. It's coming to teach us Tosfos Inui, that women are chayiv. And Tosfos Inui. Now, why would you think that women would be potter from Tosfos Inui? You'd think they'd be potter from Tosfos Inui because it's a mitzvah saseh as mangaram. And the truth is, there's a lot of rain on this because this is a mitzvah saseh as mangaram that's done by Sheva al Taisa. And there's a whole shailin d'achroin in Chuvas Rav Kiveger where the women are potter from mitzvah saseh as mangaram where it's b'sheva al Taisa. And this is the marim makim that you see that we needed a pasuk to be marba that noshim achayiv in Tosfos Inui Yom Kippurim. That you learn from here that noshim achayiv in Tosfos Inu Yom HaKippurim. But the bottom line is, women are chayiv in Tosfos Inu Yom HaKippurim. It's a Gemara Masech the Sukkah Dav Chof Ches Amid Beis. The Mechaz Chinuch, a mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel, makes the diak in the Gemara. It sounds like from the Gemara, Nashim Achayev in Toisvis Inui. What about Toisvis Malacha? When we say this Toisvis Yom Kippur, what does it mean? All the laws of Yom Kippur relate to Erev Yom Kippur. So yeah, you can't eat. You also can't do Malacha. It sounds like women are only Chayev in Toisvis Inui. They're not Chayev in Toisvis Malacha. And the Mechas Chinuch makes this Diyuk, and the Mechas Chinuch says it's a Richtige Diyuk. That women are only Chayev in Toisvis Inui, but they're not Chayev in Toisvis Malacha. Lulei de Mistafina, maybe you can make another Diyuk. If you take a look in Rashi, in Sukkot of Chof Chesamid Beis, women are Chayev in Toisvis Inui. So, Teilge Rashi, Shehitzrich Hakosiv Lahaschil Ulehis Anois Mi Ba'oidyon. What does it mean? Women are Chayev in Toisvis Inui. The Pasik obligates women Lahaschil to start Ulehis Anois and to fast Mi Ba'oidyon. So I looked around, I couldn't find this Diyuk. But I think there might be a diak here in Rashi. Rashi says, what's Toisvis Inui? Toisvis Inui means that women have an obligation to start Yom Kippur early. We just learned to Gemara, it's today's daf. Eli elu b'chnisasai. B'yitziyasai minayin. Toisvis Yom Kippur is not only on the front end of Yom Kippur, it's on the back end of Yom Kippur as well. So why did Rashi say, le Toisvis Inui, shehitzrich hakosiv lahaschil, ulehis anois mibayoy? Rashi left out half the equation. Hischel is anois, and b'yitziyosu, you have a chiyuv as well. So maybe lefidach sam soifer, it's half of a fella. Because there's a chiluk yisoy di, there's a fundamental difference between Toisvis Yom Kippurim on the front and Toisvis Yom Kippurim on the back. Toisvis Yom Kippurim on the front is you have to stop eating early so you can be mekayim the inuy of Yom Kippur. Toisvis Yom Kippurim b'yitziyosu is a new halacha, be meisif michayla la kodesh. Being that women have a chiv to fast on Yom Kippur, so it's mistaber that ha'ezrach is marba, that not only do they have a mitzvah to fast on Yom Kippur, but they have a mitzvah to be meisim b'knisasai, to make sure that they're going to fast may erev ad erev. That's a whole new din. That's a din. Meisif mechel al kodesh. This is a mitzvah asei shazman gerama, albeit b'sheva al taisa. Women are parted from all mitzvah asei shazman gerama. But you want a svara l'chalik between the front and the back? B'knisasi and tziyasi, it's mamish t'chsam soifer. It's hein hein advarim. B'knisasi, it's all about the tainis. Just like Reb Kivega says in the famous tshuva that women have a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Right? Why do women have a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? It's a mitzvah asei shazman gerama. Right? Reb Kivega sofik. Does a woman have a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? Why not? It's a mitzvah asei shazman gerama. Why, yeah? Because she has a mitzvah to fast. So in Kinega heard it said, if it's nichval, in the tainus of Yom Kippur, it's mistabe that you should have a mitzvah to eat. This is all part and parcel of the herring, the tainus better, like the Chassam Sofer says. You need to stop eating earlier. So like this, it's going to be a me'erev ad erev. Because otherwise, you're not going to be fasting in the beginning of Yom Kippur. So be kinesasai, women have a chiyuv. Be tziyasai, maybe women don't have a chiyuv.